Up this morning with Andrew Patterson from Great Boulder Resources. Sandra, good morning.
Good morning. Nice to see you again.
Good to have you back on, Andrew, after a couple of weeks. We haven't seen you. Look, firstly, in terms of recent activity and developments, how's the RC programs at Mulga Bill and Ironbark? How have they gone?
Yeah, they went really well. And just to recap, I suppose our last couple of announcements, because I've actually been on leave for a little bit. So both of those announcements really high grade. So we very high grades there at both Mulga Bill, also building that high grade vein zone, and at Ironbark, where we had the highest grades we've yet achieved at Ironbark. So both of those areas are looking really good. The market was a bit quiet at the time, so I guess shareholders are probably wondering why that kind of those announcements disappeared without a trace. That's just a facet of the broader economy. So we've now finished RC drilling, so we'll have one more announcement on the remaining results for the year coming up shortly.
You've also done some infill auger sampling just south of Ironbark.
Yeah, we have. And that Ironbark South, the initial announcement about the auger results there, the gold and also the pathfinders, it was pretty, I guess, a bit of a low-key announcement, and geochem announcements tend to be and don't receive a lot of attention. But in actual fact, it's probably one of the most significant announcements we've had all year, because it effectively doubles our targets. So to do that in one auger program is actually really exciting for us. It really sets us up for the year ahead.
And speaking of the year ahead, what's the plan? What are the big ambitions for you as far as 2023?
Well, the first big box to tick is our maiden mineral resource estimate, which will be, we're hoping to get both Mulga Bill, the Mulga Bill corridor, everything we can fit into that, into a resource, and also Ironbark, of course, get both of those done in the first quarter next year. And I think for the market, that'll really draw a line under what we've achieved in the last 1.5 to 2 years. So what we'll do then is we'll take that mineral resource and use that as a foundation for the year ahead. So both growing the existing resources, particularly Mulga Bill, which has got heaps of scope for growth and moving south, obviously, taking Ironbark deeper, and then looking for new Ironbarks. So really, I think that mineral resource is going to be a good kind of foundation for 2023, and we'll hit the ground running as soon as that comes out.
And you'd like to be working towards this 1 million ounce resource here.
Yeah, that's right. And I've been saying pretty much all of this year, I think at RIU Explorers in February was the first time I stood up in public and said we thought this was a 1 million ounce opportunity. That conviction has only gotten stronger. We're more and more confident that there's 1 million ounces there. And this mineral resource will be, the first step towards that target. So we'll be growing that as quickly as we can.
So just a bit of context, Andrew, how significant are the recent Ironbark South discoveries?
Well, really, what we have been looking for when we first found Mulga Bill, or first identified Mulga Bill as having indications of an intrusive related system, we were looking for the intrusion, wondering where does this mineralization come from. So we did that gravity survey. We didn't kind of find it. There was no kind of smoking gun. And we've been had that in the back of our mind all along. So now we've got all this multi-element data all the way down south of Ironbark to the southern tenement boundary. What that shows us is this kind of temperature gradient of pathfinder elements from the granite contact immediately east of the area between Ironbark and the southern boundary, heading into the mafics and ultramafics and across towards Mulga Bill. So that actually suggests that granite is the parent that we've been looking for the whole time. And it means that entire stratigraphy there, all the mafics, ultramafics, the shear zones, everything through that package is a target. So as I said earlier, it's more than doubled our exploration target prospects immediately. And it really throws up in the air where there could be more Mulga Bill style high grade vein hosted mineralization. So good thing about that area too is it doesn't have alluvial cover. So we should be able to get straight into those targets without with geochemistry, without messing around with deep air core. We'll still be doing air core drilling, but hopefully not drilling 120 meter air core holes like we have been. And finding mineralization close to surface. So it has potential to really re-rate the whole Sidewell project, which we already think is turning into a true gold camp. So, yeah, I think it's a pretty strong way to, as we sort of wind down towards Christmas, a strong way to end the year, and it really sets us up for an exciting 2023. So, really, I think we're in a pretty good position.
Certainly. Andrew, good to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Thanks very much.